35-19 up, and we just couldn't finish it off, which was really disappointing. But haven't gone too hard on the beers, but we're all bitterly disappointed, and it's a tough pill to swallow.
It was a tough game on Saturday. Did you think you had it until that late score?
Yeah, I thought we should have won it. We were 35-19 up, and we just couldn't finish it off, which was really disappointing. But credit to Brisbane City, you know, they had a lot of guys out with the Barbars and the Wallabies game, but they did really well. Yeah, they defended really well and then took their opportunities late in the game and scored three late tries.
Both sides were missing players, not just Brizzy. How do you think that impacted your game?
Yeah, it certainly hurt us a little bit. I think Jake Gordon not being there really hurt us, and Sam Ward as well, but those things are out of your control, so there's no real point complaining about them now. We just had to get on with it, and unfortunately, things didn't go our way.
Of course, last time we saw you, you were playing in Tamworth only a few weeks ago. There were a few injuries out of that match. How is recovery going for your teammates?
Yeah, everyone's pretty good. Sam Mead hurt his ankle that game, but he's come good since, which is great, because he's had a great year. Won the premiership with Warringah and been playing really well. So other than that, I think everyone's fighting fit, which is good going into a big off-season.
As a team, I mean, you've played in many a combination. What were the challenges of captaining the Country Eagles?
I think this year, well, with all NRC, it's always tough to sort of bring a group together with such short preparation time. So that was probably the biggest hurdle. And then a lot of our players, including our coach, who's a very good coach, been a part of the Warringah Premiership side. So it's tough to kind of go from winning a flag and having such a big moment to then coming back and starting another competition. So I think that was probably our biggest hurdle we had to try and cross this year. And it was hard, but I think we eventually got there. We were playing some really good footy those last three or four games. Just unfortunately, we didn't get enough points early in the season.
You're no stranger to being captain of the team. I mean, when you're heading into a season, as you say, pulling a new team together, I mean, what are the focuses for you at that sort of level to do your role as captain and try to do that in the best way that you can?
Kind of funny, like I'd never been a captain before captained the Eagles last year, so last year was a lot of learning, and then this year it all started with recruitment. I think there's a lot of influence. If a captain calls a player and says, we'd really like you to be part of the setup, so we made that a big part of our recruitment, and then from there we went into just making sure that we had the team well balanced and everyone was doing their job and preparing well, and yeah, that was kind of my role this year.
Is there anything, I guess, in hindsight you would approach differently, considering, I mean, things that were out of your control throughout the season?
That's a tough one today, to be honest. But if we had our time again, maybe give those guys that were part of that big Warringah win a rest in that first week against the Rams and give some other guys a go. It's a big ask to back up a week after a grand final win. And, you know, we're a bit off that day, and it certainly wasn't because of those boys. But I just think, maybe if we had our time again, we may have done that a little differently. I think certainly we needed to get more points out of the first few games. We didn't get a bonus point or anything out of the first two, so we're sitting on zero. So you're pretty much starting well behind the pack there, and it was a gap too big.
Our very own Paddy Ryan this morning on ABC New England Northwest, helping us keeping up with the captains, a new segment to ABC New England Northwest. I guess a big weekend for you. And, yeah, so when you talk about the team and how, you know, everyone has days where they're not on song and then others have days where they're just totally on point. I mean, how do you, because you're dealing with humans here, they're not machines. How do you sort of, I guess, build the resilience of a team up so that you are able to fill those gaps in those moments when someone may not have been able to be at their best, or, you know, on the other side of things, when someone is just playing on song and you need to support them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about being part of a good team is just making sure that you do your role and you fulfil your role. That's what good teams do. I think one of the best examples of that, although it's not rugby union, is probably the Melbourne Storm. I think they all do their role, and then they're led around by Cameron Smith, and this year before he left, Cooper Cronk. And I think that's something we really tried to emulate, just making sure the blokes did their role. And if you have a little off day, then guys can pick up bits and pieces around you. And I think probably took us a little while to get the hang of that. But, yeah, I think towards the back end of the year, I think particularly the Perth game, and then probably since then, I think we certainly did that pretty well.